How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
To be in the shack. Ah. What's that?
Hyping you up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm ready to fire it up today in the shack, the DW Conspiracy Shack. I am Wilbur.
I'm Daniel. Speaking of firing it up,
yeah,
it's the freaking hottest week of the year.
It's very, very hot this week. And, you know, what do you need on a hot day like today?
Not water.
Not water?
No, neither do the crops or the livestock.
What do you mean?
Oh, no water for the hose.
Idaho's.
No, you da ho.
You scream ice cream?
You da ho.
We all scream for water right now.
I'm very much not going to yes and you. I'm going to say no but all day.
No but? More like...
If you don't have one, I checked.
Hey... Wilbur's been working out.
Working 9 to 5.
Just trying to earn a living.
I may have got way too hot yesterday.
Okay.
Like, I did a lot of the stuff outside for all the animals, like...
Yeah.
For the homestead and the plants and stuff like that.
Right,
yeah. Baby and everybody.
Yep.
And that freaking raccoon last night reversed. If he would have gotten my big pen, I would be burning down trees.
To find it.
I'm not saying I've done that in the past for raccoons.
Burned down the whole tree?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not, I didn't do that.
But it's good.
I had my favorite chicken. The train chicken got killed by a raccoon. And then the raccoon tree burnt down that day.
Act of God.
It reeked of gasoline.
Ooh, it's one of them trees. That's the sign of a tree getting sick.
You know what? There's a dendrologist next door. I'm going to ask her.
Go ahead.
Do trees emit a gasoline-like odor when they're sick? She's like, yes.
Yes.
Yes, Daniel.
It's a sign they're getting sick. She sounds like...
She'd be so much fun on the shack if she'd come and hang out.
Let's ask her.
It's a hard premise to explain.
What, the shack?
To a college professor.
You want to come in and seek truth? You seeking truth in life?
You would enjoy talking to her very much.
Probably. I mean,
probably the most herbal medicine knowledge mixed with modern day medicine. That's what she specialized in.
Then why the heck ain't she here?
Well, that's who helped me do the pick the medicine garden, plant list.
Why the heck ain't she in the oasis of the shack discussing herbal medicines that we can
invite them over for a barbecue?
Take over the city with.
Mullein's a big one. She highly suggests
mullein. Yes. We have some of that growing out. I just don't know how to use it.
I don't know either. I need to get more books for it.
I seen a lady, she takes it, cuts all the leaves off, dries them, dehydrates them, then
rhubarb scares me more than anything.
Because it's kind of poisonous?
It's not kind of. Rhubarb is, but parts of it are very toxic.
I used to eat it as a kid, just peel it right off the ground, peel the green off the sides of the stalk, and just...
Did you?
Yeah, I think so. It was red. What else has red stems?
No, rhubarb scares me because it's killed a lot of kids.
Yeah, I don't know. I really did. I ate something. It was
because I don't remember where the toxins are, and I used to grow it for mom in the corners because it would keep a lot of animals out.
Nice.
And then I think two or three dead rabbits were under it one day.
Uh oh.
And then we pulled it all up.
Uh oh.
Because they were just sitting there eating it, and then they just all died.
Yeah. Ooh, that's not good. Mm-hmm. I really do have a vague memory of that, though. And
Idaho farmers say water constrictions order will dry up land, push them out of business. So the hottest week of the year, probably, so depending on where you're at in the country.
I was going to say, at least for the shack.
If you're, well, no, this is Idaho.
Right.
The Midwest and some parts of Appalachia are hotter than the tropics right now.
Hotter, yeah.
No, it is. I looked it up.
100%, yeah.
We actually had...
I was just saying, we just talked to people from other places.
Both areas.
And it's hotter.
It's much hotter. So yeah, they put a limit on water consumption for Idaho farmers. We're going to talk about it.
Yeah, it's not right. It's not right.
Save judgment just for a minute. I'm not saying it's right, but I'm not saying it may be wrong.
It's not right.
Okay. Faced with a water circumvent order, which just means like a limit. It's like, basically, you're not allowed to use water.
Okay.
Issued last week, and this is just came out. Third generation Idaho farmer Adam Young just isn't thinking about preparing to cut alfalfa and anxiously awaiting for the wheat to flower. Today, Young is confronting the reality of up to 70% of his family's 2,700-acre farm in eastern Idaho's Bingham County drying up for this year.
Mm.
Unless there's an emergency stay that, replaces the order, Young said the water will be shut off completely. Meanwhile, the crops are already in the ground. Young has already invested seed, fertilizer, and inputs. He totals about $400 per acre. 2,700 acres.
That's a lot.
$400 per acre.
That is a lot.
So already one of the big issues that we're going to discuss today is if they knew they were going to do this order,
mm-hmm.
they should have told the farmers before they invested everything in for the year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, I don't know if anybody's ever watched the show, and you can say whatever you want about Jeremy Clarkson.
What show?
Clarkson Farm. He did it. It's on a third season. He bought a big farm in the UK.
Oh, the guy from Top Gear.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can say whatever you want about him. I like him. He can be an a-hole. Mm-hmm. He has been an a-hole.
Mm-hmm.
I like him a lot. His neighbors all hate him. He's fought with the city council, which is, they're like asinine. They're really bad. But like he's tried to save some of the local neighbors and stuff like that by selling their pork and like their stuff.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm trying to use my celebrity to help save my neighbors.
Right.
You know, because his little farm shop literally has 500-600 cars in the parking lot every day.
That's awesome.
Because he's a celebrity.
Right.
And he does a farm. But he does the math at the end of every season and shows you. He had his best year ever. They made negative $20,000.
Wow.
And I mean, the one year he made $74 is what he literally like $74. Because you take what you make after expenses from this year and you have to buy next year's stuff.
Right, yeah.
So, and that's happening in the U.S. besides mega corporation farming.
Yeah.
Like Campbell's and stuff like that. Not saying anything wrong with Campbell's or whatever. At least you know it's plants coming from the ground.
Right. But it's the big corporation.
They don't feel the burden.
They're raping the land, basically.
I'm not even saying that. I'm saying that they're not worried about the price at the end of the year. Because of their produce they're growing is going to them.
Right, absolutely.
They have different goals.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not even saying that they're farming just as much as anybody else is farming.
But they're using it just for the fact of...
Just for them, for their soup.
That's
so they don't have to worry about a buyer's market. They don't have to worry about a crop failure.
Right.
Because they're the ones that are being... Like, they're the buyer, they're the seller.
Mm-hmm. No middleman.
Yeah, which because they're using all of their crops.
Right.
I'm just... So that's the first issue of this Idaho water shutoff order.
Okay.
Is that everybody's already done. It's June.
It's already planted. Yeah.
It's all in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fertilizer spread. The seeds are in. So fertilizer, he said $400 an acre. I'm sure somebody spent more than that. A lot of times fertilizer in our part of Ohio is $600 an acre sometimes. And seed alone is probably, so some farmers probably got up to $800 to $1,000 an acre. On
with just between seed, fertilizer, with everything involved.
Pre-treatment, gasoline, diesel.
Yes.
Getting the stuff in the ground, that cost money.
Yep. You ever seeded before?
Yes. I've driven pretty much every piece of farm equipment.
Hmm. I've never driven, now that you say that. I mean, tractors.
You were on the back of the seeder, putting your hand in there?
Yep.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
My dad asked me to help.
Yeah.
Well, he told me.
The reason he had six kids, or however many there are of you.
Well, there was six.
Yeah, and then one got eaten by a cedar.
Yeah. Dave?
Everybody, I'm saying cedar, S-E-E-D.
Yeah, not a tree.
C.
No, he just asked me, and I was
Dave.
Like,
the only non
W name.
Yeah.
My dad told me, he said, hey, I was probably like 8, and he's like, hey, come help me. Like, we're planting the field. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, what do you need help with? Like, I'm, you know, eager, ready to go. Excited. Like, dad needs help on the farm. Little kid. I'm like, yeah. He's like, hop up here. He's like, and I need you to tell me when the seeds are getting low so I can stop. Either we can put some more in or just see where we're at. And then I'll see if I can maybe finish. I think I can finish the seed field, but I need you to just tell me. And I'm like, okay. So I'm sitting back there watching it, and you couldn't see the bottom yet, but it was getting close. And I'm sitting there just watching it, and then I'm starting to see the bottom. I'm like, oh, okay. Then I'm starting to see, you know, the little gears that the seeds, you know, collects the seeds and plant them in. So I'm taking my hand down in there, and I'm pushing all the seeds and the gears. Like, I have no idea. I had no idea how dangerous it was. I'm just doing it. I'm like, whew, whew, shoving the seeds down. I'm like, yeah, all right. Like, not saying anything to my dad. I'm like, nope, we're still good. I'm like checking the field in front of him. Like, oh, we're on the last pass. I'm like, I think I can stretch these out. So I did it. My dad's like, he turned around and looked at me when we finished. He's like, we got them all? He's like, we didn't need more? I'm like, nope, we're good. So he drives right around in the front, and he comes around. He steps up and looks in the back, and it's literally bare, like, done. There's like 3 seeds in that whole thing. He just looks at me. He's like, were you pushing those in there? I'm like, well, yeah. I know what I'm supposed to do. He's like, oh, well, I guess so.
No.
Yeah. He's like, well, it worked.
No, because it would have caught your hand. It would have ate you.
I know. I'd been dead. But you know what? That's why... Survival of the fittest, you got to be resourceful.
And that's why they had tons of kids. So water shutoff, Young said, would be a total loss for their year's wheat, the barley crop. You would expect one cutting of alfalfa instead of 3.
Hmm.
So he's losing 2 complete crops and only getting 1 cut of alfalfa. So alfalfa, what a cut means is that they plant it for hay.
Yep.
And then they cut it, let it dry, bale it. So they make it either square bales or the big round bales. And then they let it regrow, cut, let it regrow, cut.
Yep.
A lot of times you can get 3 good cuts. You know, the third cut, first cut's always best, third cut's always worse, and it's charged different prices.
The second one's with the hairy chest.
Is that a nursery rhyme?
Oh, no. Oh, sorry, I had it backwards. First the worst, second is the best.
Third, yeah.
Third's the one with the hairy chest.
So he's only getting 1, though. Ooh. Here's what he says. Being done for this year means absorbing several million dollars in loss this year. And we will not recover from that, Young said in a phone interview. This would spell the end of our business and truly for everybody else, frankly, who is farming in our area.
Wow.
So a third generation farmer, he's going to lose his farm due to this order. This
just because,
order.
Yeah, because the government says, it's going to be a little too dry this summer, so we're just going to shut your water off.
Yeah, no, so it's a zero water, but we're going to talk about where they're pulling the water from.
Okay.
Because that's something we've done in this country, is maybe set up a lot of shop, like in the desert.
Yeah, like
probably we shouldn't be like Las Vegas.
Yeah, I was gonna say
literally draining humongous. Yeah, mead.
Is that back up yet?
No, it's better than it was, but no.
Yeah, I'll find out next weekend.
I'm a full believer it will never recover.
Yeah, probably not,
because then once it got low, that city is still drinking it dry. Like it's all sure. The need never went down.
No.
So right. It's never gonna have its like bumper crop of water again. Mm-hmm. You know,
unless we have like a tidal wave.
Yeah,
but get that far inland.
Yeah.
Over the mountains?
There'll be several other issues.
Oh, no, that'd be... See, it's before the mountains. You're good.
Is it?
I think so.
Or it'd have to come up from the bottom.
What do you mean? Oh, from south?
Yeah.
That'd be a weird tidal wave. Yeah. So
would a tidal wave make it into Las Vegas? No matter what, however you cut it.
Just flood the desert, yeah. That'd be awesome, actually. Not for all those people, though.
Young is among Eastern Idaho in Magic Valley family farms who use water usage... who hold up to 6,400 groundwater rights with this subject to this this order. The Idaho Department of Water Resources said those water rights holders are being subject to this order because they are not in compliance with the state plan.
Okay.
So a lot of weird stuff, right?
Yeah.
Let me try to explain some stuff. So this is the Idaho Department of Water Resources. Water's always been an issue in Idaho.
Okay.
Depending on where you're at most of the time.
Okay.
There are big forests and lakes in Idaho, but Idaho's a humongous state.
Funny that water is a problem in Idaho when they have a naval base there. The yes. U.S. military.
That submarine testing base.
Hmm. But okay, go on. Maybe they need the water to test their subs.
Can't let the subs dry out. They're like whales.
Yeah.
They're out there with buckets trying to...
pour it on top of the subs. It's okay, buddy. It's okay.
Sad sub noises.
It's a general in like the U.S. military, or Lockheed Martin, like
all ingrained with all of his things, like all of his bat or his.
We'll get you more water. We'll load a nuclear missile into you.
We'll kill all these farmers. Don't worry.
Don't worry. There's still brown people out there that we need to start wars with and bomb and murder.
I thought you said brown people, and then I realized you said brown people.
Yeah, that's we only bomb brown people.
I'm aware. It just was funny because I'm like, I misheard you. Then I'm like, no, I didn't.
Yes.
So they have 6,400 groundwater rights.
Who?
I'm going to read it. Young is among Eastern Idaho and Magic Valley Family Farms and other water users who hold 6,400 groundwater rights.
Okay, so the users themselves. Okay.
They hold groundwater rights.
Okay.
But the Department of Water Resources said those rights holders are being subject to this order because they are not being compliant with the state's plan. We'll break it down more.
Oh, I'm getting mad. Getting mad about that. That one made me mad right there.
While some groundwater users and districts are subject to this order, other users and districts found to be in compliance with the state plan are not subject to having their water shut off.
So they're not going to turn their water off?
Yes.
So what did they do different?
We're going to get there.
Okay.
There's a lot of weirdness going on. Like I said, it's one of these stories that may not be as
cut and dry. Yeah, yeah.
The Idaho Department of Water said this order or the shutoff of the water is necessary because of predicted water shortage this year.
So they already knew.
When it's announced that this order would take effect Tuesday afternoon, the Idaho Department of Water Resources estimated 500,000 acres of farmland could be affected by the shutting off the water. To put this in perspective, Young said the amount of farmland is five times the size of the city of Boise, Madrid, and Eagle combined.
Wow.
The history of the Young family farm dates back to 1952, when Young's grandfather, Darwin Young, started the farm. Adam Young said that the farmer sustained his parents, his family, and his brother's family, two full-time employees for 30 years, two landlords, and additionally two part-time and seasonal employees off this farm.
Yeah,
so several families. Representative Stephanie McKenzel, a Republican fall and chair of the Idaho Groundwater basically office. They have a whole bunch of weird names for this stuff.
Okay.
Like what I see earlier, the order. It's the order to shut off the water, but it's a circumvent. Right. A circumvent? I don't know.
It's a fancy government word that says, listen to us.
Yeah.
Do as you're told. Is taxpayer.
So Stephanie McKinslin as a Republican Idaho Falls and a chair of the Idaho Groundwater Board is also affected by this order. McKinslin, the CFO of McKinslin Farms, which grows several varieties of potato as well as winter and spring wheat varieties, with this order, McKinslin estimated she would only be able to water her farm for about 80 acres out of her 7,000.
So what's the point?
So she says, and keep in mind, she's a representative. You're talking about wiping out family farms and other businesses across the ag sector, McKinslin said on their phone interview. It's basically a draconic way of bringing about what they need. So it's like she's basically saying this is using a shotgun to hammer on a nail.
Yeah, yeah.
How are the water issued by the governments in Idaho? We're going to break this down a little bit because it's weird. When I started looking in the system, the western states, Idaho is kind of the Midwesty, but it's also the West.
Yeah, right? Definitely.
So there's different out there. Me and you talked about this off air. On the Midwest, we're the eastern side of the Midwest, Appalachian stuff, we now generally don't have these problems with water.
Right.
Like there's the last water order I think we had in Ohio was like the 70s. So it's been a while.
Yeah, I have zero idea on that.
So this is a more common thing out there is what I'm getting at.
Okay.
When you get to like Wyoming, Nebraska, you know, the four corner states like Colorado and stuff like that, where they have water gates and stuff like that, and you have to take turns.
Right, yes.
Like, water is a much more regulated resource.
Correct.
With, like, gate masters and stuff like that. So Idaho has its own unique system for managing the water.
Okay.
Idaho also is responsible from a fishery side of it. They are the headwaters for many of the major West Coast rivers. So they have to take
that. That's pretty significant.
For example, there's several fisheries, like whole fisheries on the Pacific Ocean that require this water coming from Idaho.
Okay.
So we're talking, you know, 2,000 or 3,000 miles away are like need this water coming in to the ocean for these salmon to spawn and okay. to keep their fry alive.
Oh, just in the river in general?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
We're going to talk about this river heavily because that's the fight. Okay. They're pulling from this river.
Oh, okay.
Secondly, there's also many endangered species that are only found in several of these rivers okay. that would be completely wiped out if it's drained too low.
Okay.
So it's a hard line, right? You're picking something. Mm-hmm. You're going to lose something or somebody along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Just putting that out there. When we've talked about this off air, it was very cut and dry just looking at the article. Then the more you kind of peel back the layers, you're like, well, there's a lot more on the line than just the river running dry.
Right, right.
I'm just putting that out there.
Right.
Because they're affecting states 2,000 miles away by these decisions. Whole industries.
Right.
Just like the farming industry is being affected there. But, a whole different generational industry will be decimated by these actions the other way, too.
Okay.
I guess I'm just trying to say the long way of saying people and animals will be affected by either decision heavily.
Okay.
It does not matter, really.
Either one of these decisions, either whether to completely shut it off or to completely ignore it.
Yeah. Will okay. hurt people and animals.
Okay.
Just putting that out there.
Or both.
It will hurt both ways.
Yeah.
So how are the waters issued governments in Idaho? The Department of Water Resource Director Matthew Weaver, which is...
What?
That just made me laugh because weavers are in the rivers.
What do you mean?
There's like a weaver. It's like a type of fishing thing. It just made me laugh. It's a fisheries joke. It matters nobody else but me.
Okay.
I'm the only one.
There might be one other person out there who... Maybe. Like, that might go like this.
Weaver. order required 64 junior groundwater right holders who pump out of the Eastern Snake Plains aquifer to shut off their water. In Idaho, water issues are governed by what is called the Dorotic of Primary Apposition. Big long name.
Yeah.
It just means the older senior water right holders have priority over the newer junior water holders.
Okay.
So in a case of emergency, the people that have the water rights the longest.
Get to keep them first.
Get the longest.
Get the priority. Yes. Yeah.
They start at the newest members first. And that is to protect generational farms.
Okay.
As much as possible. It does not mean by this law that you will not be shut off if you're a senior water holder. It means you're not first on the chopping block.
Right.
It's very unique.
It makes sense.
So a water right holder is just like a license that allows you to pump water. You're pumping out of the Snake River aquifer, the Eastern Plains Snake River aquifer or whatever, that affects the river directly.
Right.
Okay. I'm trying to break this down because it's really weird.
I'm following.
When there isn't enough water to go around, the senior water rights get priority over the juniors when the order gets to shut off. Generally, surface water users in Idaho have more senior water rights, while groundwater users have junior water rights. For example, the Twin Falls Canal Company holds senior water rights that date back to around 1900.
Okay.
That's the year. On the other hand, the groundwater users affected by Thursday's Idaho Department of Water Resource order to shut off hold junior water rights. They're only dating back at the latest about 1954.
Okay.
So that's probably about the oldest one affected by this rule.
Okay.
Most of them are much younger.
So newer farmers, newer generation. Yeah.
Yeah. The order is coming into play because in April, Weaver issued a water methodology order to predict the water shortage of 74,000 acre-feet of water in the Twin Falls Canal Company.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to break it down.
Okay.
So they did talk about this months ago.
Right. In April, it said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it may not... Two months later. I'm saying it's not as cut and dry as
yeah.
some people are making it seem.
Yeah.
So acre-feet is a measurement that represents the volume of water covering an acre of land and water exactly 1 foot deep. So that's what they're saying. So 74,100 acre-feet. So it covers 74,000 acres 1 foot deep. That's right. How much water they're expecting not to have this year.
Right.
Less.
But at the very beginning of that, you said they used a water like model to measure it?
It's methodology order. They study it. So they can kind of predict how the spring's going because a lot of the water comes from the spring melt.
Yeah. My only issue with that I don't like is like for weather patterns and stuff, you know, for global warming and the changes they're making, you know.
You brought global warming into this.
Huh?
I said you brought global warming into this.
Yes, I know. I just did. I'm talking about using models to measure things. So, like, I'm using global warming as an example, like what they use. When they take, like, weather patterns or even they're measuring, like, the ocean, the temperatures and stuff like that, they're using specific data points to kind of bend the narrative with that. For example, measuring temperatures around the country in the U.S., they got rid of 90% of all weather recording stations in the U.S. Like 90% of them are now gone. The only ones that kept up are like in major cities and certain ones. And the spots that they are in are in places where it's like not – you're not going to get an accurate reading for weather, like on top of a hot building, you know, or on over black asphalt.
I get it, but I think it's different.
There's more to it than that, though. Even beyond that, they don't use the raw data that those even collect. They use...
But you're talking about the global warming, the whole country kind of stuff.
I'm just talking about data collection and then using that data to enact policy or orders.
There are plenty of amazing data collection things that aren't biased.
Correct, but let me at least finish this point to make... Because they're using... They'll use, like, model data, not even the raw data. They'll use models and predictive, like, oh, it's supposed to go this way because this is what we're collecting. And then instead of grabbing any raw data point from any of those, they just use the models, and they use the models over year. And the models change are a lot different than what the actual data was from the past. Like, you can go and check the raw data, like what the weather was, temperature was actually recorded, and then what their adjustments were for the modeling. And the modeling changes the trend from, like, either a steadying or even a cooling trend to a hot, like, really hot warming trend. Everything's getting a lot hotter than it actually is. That's what it looks like. The graphs even show it looks crazy. Then you pull the raw data and it's either like steady or even getting cooler now. And my problem is that I don't like is they're going to make policy. They've already started making policies to reflect, to fix those modeled numbers. And I think they're using the models, like using fake numbers to enact policy.
But that's what I did for a living. You understand that, right?
What's that?
I collected tons and tons of raw data,
mm-hmm.
water chemistry, water temperature, all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You or anybody that's not in the field could not understand the stuff I took.
Okay.
So we made models, and that is literally what went into action to change policy.
But, I mean, I think anyone can understand what degrees Fahrenheit means.
I'm not saying that the global warming thing in particular. I'm just saying not all data collection is like that.
Right, not cut and dry. But
I did that a lot.
Yes. And
it changed many supersized legal policies, the data I collected.
Because
the raw data is you cannot comprehend. It makes no sense.
Well, I mean, with what you're doing, like testing, you know, quality and chemicals, there's a lot more going into it and more nuanced. Down
into a graph.
Yeah, for sure. But it's a lot more nuanced thing. But I think the point I'm making is that there is an area there for manipulation.
Sure.
To create an outcome that you want to change later.
I'm always just going to fight against you because you sometimes just say, like, you put it out there like
because you stand
everything.
Up for the man. You shill for the man.
Because I just feel bad for the scientists that work really hard, that break their knees in the muck
and I do
in the heat, and you're like, it's all fake!
No, I do
Burn!
Too. I do too. Look into the climate scientist Michael Mann, the main guy that is behind, that they rely on for all their data and stuff. We should do an episode on Michael Mann.
I don't think I've ever heard of him.
We should do an episode on Michael Mann, but he's like the authority on like weather and stuff like that, and what he says is what goes, and if you do say anything beyond what his models show, you are a climate denier, and you belong in hell.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Basically. I just didn't like the line where you said, well, they use the model thing in April to determine, oh, we're going to have a shortage. We're a predictive shortage this year, guys. So we're not going to tell you until after you plant and, you know, spend all your money doing everything.
No, okay. That you may have misconcepted that right there.
Okay, so the farmers have known about this since April?
We're getting there. Let's get there.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying is it's not cut and dry. And some people may have just, there's stubborn people on both sides.
For sure.
And it may be costing people a lot of money. Stubbornness.
Okay.
We know plenty of farmers.
Absolutely.
They are the stubbornest people on the planet besides maybe bikers. I know a lot of bikers.
Trying to. Well, me too. But.
Well, I used to go hunt at a biker club and talk to those guys about anything.
They're very set in their ways?
They're very stubborn.
Okay.
So once again, 74,000 acre feet of water. For everybody at home, an acre is roughly the size of a football field. It's something you can visualize.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's that big?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
It's hard to see, like, when your house is on a quarter acre.
Yeah, I
can't. Because your house is on it.
Yeah, I can't. I visually cannot. Something in my brain cannot envision an acre. I never could. I don't know why. Maybe I
about
just
a
never.
A football field.
I never committed the time to, like, visually see it.
Yeah, about a football field.
Okay.
Roughly. I mean, that's a good thing that you can point at and be like.
I need to just go out in the field and mark out 1 acre, and then I can see it.
You'll never do it.
It never happened.
No, I'm saying, even if you do that.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It's too big for our brains to, like, use as a measurement.
Right. Like,
the Order Department of Water Resources says the groundwater usage supplement order are being forced to stop pumping water because they are not in compliance with or stop participating in the approved state plan. So they sent out a plan in April saying, all right, we're not going to shut off anybody's water this year if we can all follow this plan.
What was the plan?
Like a limited water usage, like try to span it out. Like let's all work together and try not to,
mm-hmm.
you know, use too much.
Right.
About half the people didn't comply or completely ignored it.
Okay.
So those are the ones that are now being punished with the shutoff.
Okay.
So the guys that followed it were like, okay, let's all try to, you know, cut back. Let's not, you know, spray as much, let's not use as much water.
Yeah.
They're not being punished by this shutoff.
Hmm.
The farmers that were warned in April, we may have a bad year. We're going to put this plan into action.
Right.
To help prevent that.
Right.
Let's try. Half of them were like, no, we're not going to, we're just going to keep.
Now,
how many farmers do we know that'd be like, I'm going to spray as much water as I want?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, and here's the problem, I think. I don't think it's the farmer's fault for doing that. I don't at all. I think the issue is everything in the past 4 years, roughly, that's been leading up to this point has probably put them in that mindset where it's, again, like something else now. Screw this.
I get that. I get it.
I mean, there's only so far you can
but when you
bend over.
Plant your entire farm.
Yeah.
Knowing that there is a possibility of a water shutoff this year and already a water limited usage order.
Right. But in my head, it's being the contrarian or the one that wants to fight back against authority. It's like.
I'm all for fighting back against authority, but I'm just saying water is limited, especially in this area.
Yeah.
They've already, like, everybody is suffering.
Right, yeah.
It's not that the farmers are suffering. The cities are suffering.
Yeah.
The state fisheries 2,000 miles away are going to suffer from this.
Mm-hmm.
So they told you.
Right.
So half the farmers planted accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to plant half the crop this year. I'm only going to get half the water.
Yeah.
It's going to be a rough year.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather have a really good, healthy half my farm than everything
slaughter
done.
Slaughter the whole, field.
Yeah.
So oh, let me keep man. Reading. Yeah.
So they stopped. A lot of them weren't complying, and a lot of them even just stopped participating with the state at all. So completely turned around and just stopped talking to anybody.
Which
when you know, in my opinion, when you know there's an order coming that's going to shut off your water, that's probably not the best thing to do.
But probably not. But like I said, I mean, I understand why. I get it.
I don't like the government. Nobody likes the government.
Exactly,
But I'm just saying that there's consequences.
Yeah. But I mean, they've created so much distrust. It's just, how can you even comply with anything they tell you to do?
So the water,
that was a weird noise.
I don't even know what it is. We're not hooked up to the computer or anything.
They're listening.
It was seriously, I don't know if they could hear that at home.
I heard it.
But it was like a Discord chime in. Discord's not open. Nothing's open on the web browser.
That's weird.
Okay. Well, the government's good.
Yeah. That is weird, ain't it?
That's a weird thing. I've never heard that. We've recorded thousands of hours.
Odd. Okay.
It's not the thing's full or nothing like that. Which this one doesn't make a sound.
No, that's what was weird. Because I immediately looked over the computer and there's nothing popped up.
We're not even hooked up to the computer right now. It's weird. Anyways, use your water accordingly. The Ohio Department of Water Resources said that their two planned water uses can participate in avoiding this order when the water there is a water shortage. One is a 2009 plan submitted by the Idaho Government Water Board, and the other is a settlement agreement from 2016.
Okay.
So there's, they basically pick one of these two plans that have been agreed upon. Like, the one was a settlement that the farmers fought the state in 2016, mm-hmm. and it was agreed upon settlement by farmers and state officials.
Okay.
That's a contract they came up with together.
Together, yes.
Mutual. That they could follow.
Yes.
So when they basically, when the board puts this on, you pick one of these two plans.
Okay.
There's a 2009 one that the state put up, and then there's this 2016 one that the state and the farmers got together in a lawsuit, and then that's the settlement.
Gotcha.
So you get to, okay, you got to pick those one of those two plans. Half the farmers just didn't.
Didn't pick either?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Is that they were like, they participated in nothing.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
groundwater users who spoke to the Sun don't agree with the order. They said they provided documents to the Department of Water Resources verifying they had provided enough storage water to cover their potential share of the predicted water shortage, and believe they are holding up their end of the mitigating under the 2009 plan. But under the 2009 plan, the Idaho Government Board or Groundwater Board provided enough water to cover an entire shortfall for the surface water usage, not just for their portion share, said Brian Patton, deputy director of the Idaho Department of Water Resource. So basically they have to, like, they build ponds. They catch their own rainwater. They store their own water for these emergencies.
Yeah.
And then they don't have to participate.
In the thing, yeah.
But a lot of guys were using it, like, not using it correctly.
The ponds or what?
Yeah, they were saying, no, we have enough water. We stored enough water on our land. Don't worry about it. Don't come check. And they didn't. They stored a percentage of that.
Okay.
What they needed.
And so they were still using the main supply.
Yes.
Okay, understood. Now I get it.
So they were essentially lying-ish.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, that wasn't good. Not only were they not participating, kind of, when you lie and then somebody comes out and checks, that's how fights start.
I guess.
So they offered its conditional upon the director agreeing with them that this extent of their obligation. Patton said in the phone interview, the director could not agree with that. So they were arguing, saying, we're trying, you know, let us, you know, whatever. Now, Patton said the department was obligated to take action to protect senior water right holders from the water shortfall. So he's saying that we moved to do this action because we had participants, over half of our people wanted to participate and did the right thing.
Yeah.
We're not going to make them pay for these other people who not only didn't follow the plan,
yeah,
went completely against it, and maybe even some of them lied about following the plan.
Yeah.
So he's trying to protect other, and there's plenty of other farms in this other group that followed.
Right.
I'll make that clear, that there's plenty of people that, so the director's trying to protect the people that are following the plan that is agreed upon. So he says this. This is my last little thing. The law and the court's decision about the law is very clear, Patton said. In their findings of injury to the senior water right holders and the junior water right holders are not oriented in compliance with the approved mitigation plan, the director's obligation is to be cut fall, which is just to go to the senior right holders, the people that are participating. Right. That's pretty much the water fight, is that it's kind of, which I did check out water levels. They are historically low. Like, they're not like crazy, like, you know, the 80s drought level.
Yeah.
They're pretty low.
Yeah.
They're, I think, a 10-year or 15-year low.
That's because the U.S. military industrial complex is siphoning all the water out to underground water storage facilities to use after the World War III starts.
Sure.
That's what's going on.
I think there's better places to get your water from. This, like, is the Great Lakes.
No, this one is just, it's a spring source that the one general just really likes. Yeah, he's just a jerk, and he wants that water. That's mine now.
So why I enjoyed this is it's not cut and dry. It's really not.
Yeah, there's a lot of nuance to it.
There is. Like, when you first read the articles and see the headlines.
Yeah, is that
this government's chopping down farmers to kill these farms.
So there's a lot going on there. Like,
there's a big fight because there's farms being saved by this order. Over half of the water right holders are being saved by this order.
Right.
Which, so imagine if there was no order, right?
Yeah, it's just going to be a free-for-all.
And then Tim, down the road, decides this year it's going to be a water, it's going to be a hard water year.
And he's closest to the river.
And he decides he's going to do 13,000 head of cattle.
Yeah.
Which drank about 100 gallons per pound.
Yeah.
Or, you know, for
so,
a butcher.
So Tim's using
all... So Tim's going to kill everybody else.
Yeah.
Tim will single-handedly wipe out every crop farmer in the area.
Yeah.
Because his livestock can drink it much faster.
Why don't they all just dig wells?
They were. They're pulling from the aquifer.
Oh, okay. I was kind of joking.
Well, no, they are pulling from the aquifer, but it also feeds the river.
Yeah, I know. I understand.
So it's all one, it is one unit of
it's
water.
It's all the same, yeah. Just more wells, duh.
Just dig more wells, yes.
You got one water property? Dig two.
Man,
problem solved.
The oil companies need to figure that out, too.
I know, right? They're idiots.
Just two oil dowsers right next to each other.
Right. Morons.
Double it.
Double it, you idiot. You pull up twice as much.
No, so there's a lot of nuance. Gosh. There's a lot of, like I said, it's not cut and dry. I really don't know who I agree with. I hate how farmers are treated in the U.S. I hate, like, they really normally, 9 times out of 10, they get the short end of the stick.
Right, they do. I'm just cracking up the oil rig. Like, you morons.
Just put two next to each other. Doubles your production.
I don't know why I do this all the time, like, get in your own head and you start making this own little story. I just see the new guy coming in. All right, this one's, it's just, you're only getting so much out of this. Build another one.
Right there. There's a parking lot. Put it right there.
They're like looking at him like, this is the guy that bought the company? Yeah, build three of them. We got the money.
Well, there's a reason he's a billionaire, I guess. You know, maybe he knows something we don't.
Right, yeah. Holy crap, it worked.
Infinite money glitch.
Yeah.
So I really don't know who's right. I really don't know.
I
know
right.
You're a contrarian.
It's the people. The people are right. The people who live there. They need to tell the government to get out and start their own farmers commission. Where we control the food here, not the state
Before
or the government.
You start yelling, there is people on both sides of this order.
Okay.
There are farmers. I'm going to make that very clear.
Right, right.
There are plenty of generational farmers that they would not have a farm if this water order did not go into effect.
Hmm.
I want to make that very clear.
Debatable.
No, because Tim, remember Tim, there's Tims out there.
Yeah, but—
We have one named Kenny.
See, but if the government got involved and made this order in the first place, right?
A water board.
Right.
Which it has, so keep in mind, one of the ladies that was getting her water shut off was the state representative.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember that, yeah.
So they're not, it's like an ag board, right?
But she even said that the actions are like draconian.
Yes, because she's getting her water shut off.
Right.
Probably because she didn't care.
Didn't care what?
About how much water she was pulling when they said in April.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, you know, we need to start doing the special plan.
Yeah.
She probably didn't stop pulling water like it was free. Like it didn't matter.
Right.
So, of course, they're draconian because it's a law affecting a politician.
So it's amazing that's still going through.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of times these ag boards are a mix.
Yeah.
Of civilian farmers. A lot of them are retired farmers that go on to this stuff. And, you know, some like groundwater scientists and stuff like that. Like here we have, we have a different kind of similar thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm forgetting him, but Nick's brothers was on it for a decade.
Here?
Allen County.
Okay. But, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And they made hard calls like this before, like to stop stuff being put in and stuff like that is river and water health. So the politician complaining about it, I guarantee her ranch, she just never like, they're like, I'm not following this.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And then I'm like, all right, well, we're going to shut your water off.
Yeah.
Draconic.
That's right.
Asinine.
She's right.
No, I don't know. I think there would be more loss in the long if there wasn't something to help prevent this in these areas that need water.
For sure.
So like they said, there's two plans you can pick from. You can pick the one that the state or that's this agency put on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or you can pick the one that the farmers and the agency both agreed on
mm-hmm.
several years before. I want to make that very clear. That was one that many, many farmers worked on and agreed with.
Right, right,
saying,
right.
Saying, yes, in hard times, this is a plan we think is acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
So there are two options to pick from. Half the people just said, I'm not doing anything.
Which, but you can understand why, though. With the events leading up to now, you know what I mean?
Yes, I do. I get that everybody hates the government.
Right.
Farmers get stepped on a lot. But you're going to get screwed in the long run from this.
For sure, yeah. That's where you would think.
Here's my thing is, I think you're fully free to do whatever you want.
Okay.
As long as it doesn't affect your neighbors.
That should be fine, yeah. I'm fine with that.
That's my rule. In my opinion, I don't care if anybody does anything except being a pedophile. That's the only thing.
Let's take it one step further. Then it kind of mitigates everything. Everyone's free to do whatever they want. So if Tim down there wants to use all the water, you go to kill Tim.
Yeah. No, that would probably happen if this water order wasn't real. That would happen really fast. Like, and nobody's seen Tim in a while and his cows are starving to death.
And then guess what? Everyone gets along better.
Well, because half of them are dead.
Well, the ones that...
didn't follow the water order.
No, that didn't help everyone. It didn't help the neighbors. Is that communism at the end of the day?
Yes,
like,
it is.
Okay. You just shoot them.
That's no, so...
do. I do have a... I had to look it up to see the... year it was built. But how can we build an Erie Canal from the New York Hudson River all the way to Lake Erie?
The first 5 minutes of this episode, I explained it.
What?
Why? Yeah, go on.
No, why can't we move water from other places like we did in the past, in the 1800s, and now it's 200 years later, and it's like, that's not even an option.
Because we care about watershed security.
Okay.
So, that is like how sea lamprey, for example, got into the Great Lakes and decimated lake trout in Lake Erie.
Okay.
That's because of the canals.
Hmm.
We dug up a pathway for these new, like, come on in. You know, you've caught white perch, right?
Probably. I don't know.
On Lake Erie, there's white bass and white perch.
Okay.
White perch are not native.
Oh, okay.
They're a saltwater fish.
Ooh.
But they're androgynous, so they can be in freshwater.
Okay.
So when we built the canals, they followed everybody in and decimated some populations of native fish. So digging a canal from Idaho's in the middle of nowhere, right?
Right,
comparatively.
I didn't know if it'd come from like up north or...
And you got to keep in mind, when you're digging a canal, what limited some canals are shorter ones, some canals are longer, is they're always on a slope to make the water flow.
Flow, yeah.
So you'd have to flow water the opposite direction it wants to go to get to these areas.
Guess it'd have to come from it'd have to come from north or something.
Canada.
Yeah.
And then that involves
Canada.
We don't want to.
We should just free Canada.
So I'm just saying, there's a lot of, like, why stuff was easier back then is because nobody cared. That's why the rivers caught on fire and, you know, everybody was dumped. You know, the blue pike is gone and
fine.
Stuff like that.
Fair.
So I really don't know who's right in this. I wanted to look up the commission. What did I call it?
Oh,
let me pull it up.
I don't know. It was a weird name because it's like a government kind of name that is confusing.
I'm going to bet it's half private or half public. Idaho Department of Water Resources. I'm going to pull it up.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know where I stand on this. I don't know.
I know. You're contrarian, just yelling at me the whole time. I'm trying to read.
I stand with the farmers and the people. I think farmers, they need water. I mean,
but there's farmers on both sides.
Yeah, they all need water.
That's what I'm saying. How can you stand? You can't. You're saying you're staying with farmers. That's not saying anything.
No, I mean, I guess I'm
just... It's literally almost split down the middle.
As far... What
50% of farmers did the order and like the order because it saves their farm. 50% don't like it and say it's going to kill their farm.
I'm not picking either sides there. I mean, I guess I would want still a further solution to help all of them rather than... I don't know. Shutting everything off.
And well, it probably...
For only half of them.
It would have helped all of them, right?
Maybe.
Because they said they wouldn't have shut off the water this year. They said that in April.
Yeah.
We're going to try not to do this at all. If everybody follows the plan now, we're trying to get ahead of this. Well, so the farmer's saying that, hey, they didn't tell us till now, and we got all of our crops in, and now they're shutting off our water.
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah.
They did tell you, hey, in April, we look like we may have a rough year.
Mm-hmm.
Let's all... work together and follow one of the two plans.
Yeah.
And that way we don't have to do this. And so when Tim is like, I got 500 acres of wheat in, and now they're shutting off my water. What am I going to do?
Kill them.
Well, they did tell you.
Yeah.
Like your neighbors, like see how your neighbors planted half their stuff.
Yeah.
Now your neighbors started following the orders and stuff like that because your neighbors want to survive to next year.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I think it's just, a lot of things accumulating together to create this whole scenario, but I think the biggest issue of it all is the distrust with the government from the get-go, and how much that distrust has ramped up in the past 4 or 5 years. I think that's the start. I honestly think that's the what do you call it? The foundation of this problem is that right there. Because
pulling up the board.
Because any of the issues that, you know, they're fighting back against. I mean, if we had trust in our government, if our government was doing, taking measures, especially when all this stuff happened in the past 4 years, since 2020, 2019, all the measures we've made, it's now coming to light that they were not based on anything other than to get you to take certain things. It's all about control and stuff, and none of it was based on actual scientific evidence or anything at all whatsoever to help people. They were, like the one politician said in this one, in this case, but all the measures we took during the COVID stuff was all draconian measures that did not help, and they knew it didn't help. They knew it. It's coming out now that they knew.
I know that, yeah.
And they still did this. They're doing, they did stuff for an agenda purpose, and it's,
the vaccine killed more people than COVID.
Absolutely it did. And that's out
now. I'm Daniel, by the way.
Right, and I'm Wilbur, and all this stuff is 100% true, and you shouldn't come after us or any of our friends that may sound like us for these things. So I don't know. I just, there's a lot of distrust in government. And so when the government comes and says, you know, like, you know, it's might be a drought this year, you're going to have to use less water. It's immediately like, all right, the tension's already high enough. They're just going to get the middle finger back, and it's their own fault. Not that local Idaho, but government in general, it's a problem. It's becoming, which is, I don't know if it's not a good thing, but it could be a good thing.
That's, so I want to read about the Idaho Water Resource Board.
Okay.
It's a very unique system. The Idaho Water Resource Board was created in the Idaho legislation in 1965 following the passage of the constitutional amendment which established the board. There are 8 members of the board appointed by the governor who serve 4-year terms, nothing more. So it gets changed out with each governor, and they only follow 4-year terms.
Okay.
The board is responsible for formulating and impacting the state water planning, financial water projects, and operating and programming that supports sustainability management for Idaho's water resources. A lot of times, I'm trying to find the current board members, but it says that almost all these board members are either agricultural scientists or farmers themselves.
Okay.
A lot of these are, there's one lady on the board right now, but a lot of these guys and lady are retired farmers. So they are, it's not people that are just, it's not senators.
Right.
What I'm getting at. It's not a senator's son.
It's just
getting
people
put into, these are people that these farmers farmed with. Like, they know the struggle. So let me see if I can, you can go meet them. They have their meetings.
Yeah. Then you go to their farm, and every barn and thing has like a big Tyson sticker slapped on the side, and Monsanto corn. Tyson. Slapped on the side of all
Tyson's
their trucks.
Interesting.
It's like all their wait, why are their farms all now?
I told you
up.
How Tyson works, didn't I?
Yeah, where they you get people to
So
they put up the a lot of times, facility for you to raise your chickens. Yeah.
The contract and chickens or turkeys.
Yeah.
So Bear Lake water shortage. Oh, which there's the Bear Lake Monster. I think the Crimson Corn have that on their list.
Oh, those guys, they're cool over there.
Yeah, so there's just a lot. Obviously, right now, there's a lot with this fight. So they have, like, question and answers and stuff like that.
So
they
what is
a map where you can actually watch, like, follow their stream gauges.
So as we speak here in June of 2024, a little time capsule for anyone listening in the future, you can reel back your time machine on the internet to this day and age and time and read about this stuff. But what would be your solution?
Oh,
what?
They actually have... Sorry. I'm looking at their. They have right now a negotiating meeting. Today is actually scheduled. Ooh. With some of these farmers that are in compliant.
So we may have a follow up for you.
So
fellers.
It looks like they're trying to help.
Yeah.
The people that are going to be affected by the shutoff.
Which
I'm assuming would just be like, will you guys promise to follow?
Right. Yeah.
The order for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Like the limited water usage.
Yeah.
And we'll, you know, revoke the order.
Okay, what's the solution?
You're asking me, or you want to go first? You go first.
I know it. I know what they can do.
I know. Go ahead.
You don't know what I was going to say?
I'm interested.
Okay. You ready for the answer? All right. All they need to do, if the government wants to help all these farmers, instead of sending, you know, maybe $800 million billion to Ukraine and Israel to fight these useless wars and waste all
the federal government.
Federal government. Yeah. If the federal government wants to step in and they could fix all this, take that money and instead of buying bombs, you know, to kill people, what if they bought just drip irrigation tubes for all these farms? hook it up to, you know, the water supply, and we'll do drip irrigation for the whole farms for the summer. You know, that might cost $800 million, but hey, I'd rather spend it on that than bombing people and murdering, help funding a genocide in the Middle East right now. That'd be wonderful. I'd rather do that. So there you go. Drip irrigation from, if government wants to help, that's how they can help. Not buy bombs, buy irrigation, tubes or hoses. Genius idea, ain't it? What do you think?
That is an idea.
What if they got some gigantic industrial size like pumps and they took the ocean and they just sprayed water over Washington like in a big arc and landed it in Idaho? And then once it hit the mountains up there, you know, all the salt would run off, but then the fresh water run down the mountain
and
back into the...
All the salamanders just dead in the rain of salt. Everything dead.
Shrivel into, hey, but you got water. Okay, maybe the hose ain't the best idea. Well, no, when it goes up in the air, see, when they spray it in the air, it all, you know, it the clouds collect the rain, and it rains down fresh water, and then the salt just keeps going, and it settles somewhere, like in California. That'd be wonderful. Let's cover California in salt. Just the big cities. We should cover every major big city in salt. What do you think would happen?
Oh, what city?
Wouldn't that be like Sodom and Gomorrah?
I was going to say that.
I'm like, wait a minute. Turn them all into a pillar of salt. This sounds bad. It sounds biblical.
Well, I think you made it biblical. I think like
by accident.
You took a legal water battle to a biblical level.
Well, maybe that's...
But I do fully believe that the next world war will be fought over water. I've said that for a long time now.
You mean it won't be fought over anti-Semitism?
No.
Preventing it? It won't be fought over fighting bad guy Putin that's really bad? He's bad guy. You know how bad he is?
Didn't you see they're moving, like, they're in Cuba again?
Yes. Yeah. Because he's just so bad.
50 miles off the coast.
It's like when we destroyed Libya.
We should have sank Cuba a long time ago.
No, we should. You know, the Cuban Missile Crisis, you know, was... That was a false flag that JFK called out and stopped, so the CIA didn't do it.
Hey, the top of JFK's head blew off. That could have been a missile from Cuba.
That's right. It was. It probably was. The JFK
files. Tiny missiles.
It was a bullet. It bounced off a missile in Cuba, and it ricocheted. That's why the angle was so weird.
That's why the angle is weird. No, so I really don't know who's right and who's wrong in this. I know I stuck up for the board a lot because you were taking the other side.
Yeah.
But I really don't know because I'm very much stubborn. And I'd be like, F you.
I would,
you
too.
Know, I'd be watering my ducks.
Right, yeah.
But it's also when you go to the news and you're saying that they didn't tell us anything about this and I'm going to lose my family's farm.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're springing this on us and they didn't.
Right.
I lose some feel badness.
But like I said, when they tell you, you have to stand 6 feet apart. You have to shut down your business.
Let's get off of that. Let's talk just about this order for just a minute.
But you got to
understand
what led up to this, where people are feeling now.
Gosh. Just this order.
Right.
Talk about this for a minute.
I am.
No, you've talked about COVID and everything else for an hour.
I'm talking about this order, but the people involved
are in... We'll do a COVID episode next, I promise.
The people involved are in a state of distrust, and that's what's causing this, I believe.
I think... A big chunk of it is just stubbornness.
We're saying the same thing.
No, not distrust because of just stubborn. Like, I'm not doing what they say. Just because I know a lot of farmers.
But,
and how many farmers, every time something new.
Yes.
And I'm not saying forced. Anything new, like, that's stupid. I'm doing what I'm doing.
Now, I agree with you. I just think that it's that
turned
up. And
that's why your neighbors get 500 extra bushels an acre.
Right.
Because they're like, oh, you know, there's this new thing that helps you get more of an acre. That's stupid.
It's called water. Oh. Yeah. No, I was going to say, it's just, we're saying the same thing. It's just, feeling turned times 10. Like, just turned up because of everything that's happened previously.
So, I guess my solution would be...
Drip irrigation?
No. Oh, for wheat?
Full field, just every row with a tube.
Half of these listeners don't understand why that's funny.
Gets out how much?
How asinine would it be to drip irrigate wheat?
But the problem is, it would cost less than it would all the money we're literally spending.
Oh, sure, than that, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's what's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's a dumb number.
Absolutely, they're both dumb. But this is still better.
No, yeah, you're right. No, you're right.
But go on.
No, I personally believe the 2016 one is probably the best plan to follow because it was both done by the board, the government, and the farmers.
Okay.
All sat down with a judge and hashed it out.
Right.
And this is, they all agreed on this. This is, you know, we think we can all handle this. This is a good thing. So to me, if there's already that these other farmers in 2016, which, you know, a bunch of them that were suing the government because of these water regulations, came out with an agreement they felt was acceptable. I think that it should be probably, you know, in these emergency, because it hasn't been done since 2016. So what is it now? It's 24.
Mm-hmm.
So almost 8 a decade.
Years. Yeah.
So if it's once in a decade, you know, water thing, which is, you know, happens. It happens with farming.
Absolutely, yeah.
Then everybody should probably unite and deal with it together. And
right.
we have this agreement that exists to deal with these problems at these times.
Right.
So in my opinion, that, and it seems like the board is going to work with the people that are not in compliance. It, I literally just pulled up the website and they have a meeting today in like 5 hours of recording this.
So maybe we'll do a follow-up.
Maybe, well, yeah, we'll see how it goes. So they want to meet with these guys and see about, you know,
yeah.
I'm sure, in my opinion, what's going to happen, here's my guess, is they're going to make, well, you guys pick one of the plans and follow it, and then we'll just
go from there.
You'll go from there.
I hope so. And I hope it, like, all this out, not out, well, it is outcry, like all this attention it's getting now.
But yeah, this
results in a good solution.
So the freaking representative and this, the guy that kind of spoke up about it, losing his family farm, he probably will lose his family farm if he doesn't get the water allocation back.
Yeah.
But him saying he lied, essentially.
Yeah.
That they didn't say, like, they just told us this week. They just told us this week that they're shutting off our water. I already planted everything.
Mm-hmm.
No, they told you in April that, hey, it's going to be a hard year.
Yeah.
There's a chance we're going to have to shut off the water. Here's what we have to do to not do that.
Yeah.
And when you ignore that, but, and I'm not saying it's right or wrong that they can limit your water use. I'm saying that when you ignore it and say, they didn't tell me, that's a lie.
Right, yeah.
Because
they
did.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. All these articles are going out saying that it's, they're pulling the rug out from underneath these people.
Right, right, right.
And they didn't. You know, 3 months ago, they were like, at the beginning of April, like, hey, it's looking like we're not getting our winter melts. We're not getting, you know, we're going to, we're already starting off with a low number of water incoming.
Right.
So I guess that's my thing, is that there is an agreed upon plan by both farmers and these government officials to do in these times. If it's once a decade, it's not every year they're forcing these people to do this. You know, your expenses are much lower, your profits much lower, but you're going to net about the same if you plan right.
Right, yeah.
You know, you're not spending the diesel, you're not spending the fertilizer, you're not spending the seed. When you just ignore everything and expect everything to be fine on the back end.
Just like business as usual.
Any business, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter if it's farming, whatever.
No, Yeah,
if you ignore any of these precursors.
Right.
And then you're screaming victim when everything everybody warned you about is happening.
Right, 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 right.
That's what I'm upset at. I'm not upset. I guess that's what I'm...
Your line, I guess, in the sand, where it's like...
Come on, they didn't lie to you. Like, they didn't sweep the rug out from underneath you. Half the other farmers
and
participated.
I'm like, sure there's other things, too, involved that aren't being brought up in, like, any of these articles or anything.
It's there's tons. I mean, I did a lot of research, and I'm sure somebody's going to comment something I missed, which is perfectly fine.
Oh,
there's
tons. That's great.
Like I said, this is a huge fight right now.
Yeah.
I guess they should have followed the agreed-upon order. There's two plans to pick from. I didn't pull up the plans because they didn't matter for this episode.
It doesn't matter.
But the ones agreed upon by farmers.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, I just think, you know, you get everyone at home should maybe invest in some drip irrigation tubes. That wouldn't be a bad thought at all. Go outside, get some fertilizer, dig up your earth, till your earth, plant some seed, grow your own food. See how much water it actually takes to grow your own food. Get your feet in their shoes. See what it's like. And
it takes a lot.
Ohio. Ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.